WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donald Trump will be in California today after yesterday's fiery New York news conference, during which Trump spent most of his time blasting the assembled reporters.
Trump lashed out at the news media for asking questions about his fundraising efforts, which generated $5.6 million for charity organizations that assist veterans. Trump said the scrutiny was another example of the media trying to derail his campaign.
The press should be ashamed of themselves. And on behalf of the vets, the press should be ashamed of themselves. They are calling me and they are furious.
The presumptive GOP nominee also took questions about Trump University, a real estate school he founded that is now embroiled in a legal battle facing accusations of defrauding students.
Correspondent Jim Acosta. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, is looking to the next primaries.
The Clinton campaign is feeling pretty good about New Jersey. California is a tighter race, but her campaign thinks she's leading there too. They are, though, emphasizing that she doesn't need to win California or even New Jersey to be the nominee. But make no mistake, the campaign knows it's very important that she projects strength going into the general election.
Correspondent Brianna Keeler. New this morning, searchers may be closer to finding the black boxes from the Egypt airplane that crashed into the Mediterranean last month. Egypt says a French ship has now picked up signals from deep underwater. They are presumed to be from the black boxes. Some temporary but major changes are coming to the metro system starting this weekend with the start of the SafeTrack rebuilding work. And experts say now is when you should be making alternate plans to get to work.
For whatever reason, a lot of commuters are just set in their ways, says Greater Washington Board of Trade President Jim Dinniger.
We're very concerned that without a plan, people are going to be absolutely stunned by how far-reaching these closures are.
Being in denial about how bad it's going to be is going to help no one, he says.
People need to have a plan to get around this and to be able to work through this to minimize the disruption as much as possible.
Employers need to work with employees to figure out alternatives, and it may involve thinking a bit outside the commuting box.
Maybe help underwrite some of the costs. Maybe give some flexibility as it relates to time. Maybe work policies need to be a bit more flexible.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Parking at a meter in D.C. is more expensive now. Starting today, the rates have gone up, as noted by AAA's John Townsend.
In some spots, parking meter rates would jump by 30 cents an hour. And in the Philly number of parking spaces, the rate will jump by $1.55 an hour.
Criticizing the increase, Townsend says while it adds no new parking spaces to the city, it will fatten what he calls the windfall the city brings in. Cincinnati police are said to be investigating the parents of that four-year-old boy who got into a gorilla enclosure at the Cincinnati Zoo last weekend in an incident that ended when experts shot and killed the gorilla.
As for the zoo itself, police say they are not investigating it because it falls under the purview of the USDA. The zoo was last looked at and inspected by the USDA in April. They did have a citation in March for leaving a door open that a polar bear then got out and went into an employee room. But there has never been a citation against the zoo concerning that gorilla enclosure.
Correspondent Jessica Schneider. Parts of southeastern Texas that are already flooded can expect even more rain. Meteorologist Derek Van Dam.
The forecast calls for more rain for central and eastern Texas. The upper level pattern drawing south from the Four Corners region, eventually making its way towards the Gulf of Mexico, really tapping into that moisture-laden air. That is going to allow more showers and storms to form today and through the rest of the work week.
Large sections of some Houston suburbs are underwater. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,787, the NASDAQ at 49,48. Sports, the Nats beat the Phillies. The O's drop another one to the Red Sox. WNBA, the Mystics host Chicago tonight. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depends on WMAL for the latest on traffic.
Roundabout, where you're going to find delays, but we'll get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Whitten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And the toll road eastbound, the crash after Hunter Mill Road, really putting the pressure on the trip coming off of the Greenway. So that's why the Greenway's bogged down this morning to merge onto the toll road past the crash near Hunter Mill Road. On 66, we're jammed through Manassas, Centerville, and up toward the Vienna Metro. Had an earlier morning crash eastbound. That's been gone for a while. Have a westbound crash, though, near Nutley Street along the left, so everyone can check that out. Interloop the Beltway north of the toll road still had two of the vehicles remaining on the shoulder, and everyone's checking that out. And delays coming around from Annandale almost the whole way to the American Legion Bridge. Heavy through College Park and Silver Spring. Topside also on the Beltway as you make your trip through Lanham on the outer loop to the Wilson Bridge back near Route 5 this morning. Inbound Suitland Parkway. Big delays before you get to Route 5 to get onto DC 295 and over the inbound Douglas Bridge to towards South Capitol Street, but it looks like on the Douglas Bridge right now, that's where crews are responding to report of an incident. We'll have more of that in 10 minutes. On the freeway, heavy each direction off of both the 11th Street Bridge and coming out of Virginia off the 14th Street Bridge. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
86 this afternoon, warm this morning, most of us starting at or above 70 with a mix of cloud and clear sky. Through the day, we'll have a stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Some clouds tonight, 66. Tomorrow, down to 82. Once again, just a passing shower, possibly a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Stafford, 66 in Frederick, 75 degrees in Washington. UNICEF says 50,000 people are being used by ISIS as human shields in Fallujah. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It's 8:07 on WMAL. You are listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, and thanks for doing so. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, David Martosko of the Daily Mail. He was at that press conference, that hugely entertaining press conference, where Donald Trump told it like it was yesterday. We'll talk to David about it. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And in fact, let's talk about a little bit about that right now. So I preview what we're going to be talking to David about in just a few minutes. As you know, the Donald held a press conference yesterday, and you know, the press have been sort of bugging him. Give us details about all that, those donations you made to veterans groups that you said when you raised money for them. Where did it go? And they wanted to know. And then Donald held a press conference and answered those questions in very short order. And then the press conference turned into largely an attack on the press corps and how he thinks he's being treated unfairly, that they even had the temerity to ask these questions. Donald is upset by that. He says other people are upset. Take a listen.
Half of you are amazed that I raised all of this money. If the press writes false stories like they did, where I wanted to keep a low profile, I didn't want the credit for raising all this money for the vets. I wasn't looking for the credit. And by the way, more money is coming in. I wasn't looking for the credit. But I had no choice but to do this because the press was saying I didn't raise any money for them.
Well, and he went on to sort of get personal with some reporters.
What I don't want is when I raise millions of dollars, have people say like this sleazy guy right over here from ABC. He's a sleaze, in my book. You're a sleaze because you know the facts, and you know the facts well.
It goes on from there. I mean, it devolved into a real knockdown dragout between Donald and the press corps, and my sense of it is, Larry, that people are just eating this up.
Yeah, I am. I am. It's about time.
Yeah, it seems to me that you know, people don't like the press corps in general, and so when Donald goes after them, it only helps his brand. I think it's right. We're going to talk, as we said, to David Martosko, who asked, well, you know, sort of a question at the end of the press conference. They said, "Hey, is this what it's going to be like if you're president, or is this what your press conference is going to be like?" He said, "You bet. That's exactly what you're going to be in
well,
for."
Well, and let's just be clear. The reason why people hate the media in this town is because of this. Look at this behavior at this press conference with them barking back at Donald Trump and arguing with him. I don't remember seeing this at a press conference for Hillary Clinton. Set aside the emails for a minute. What about the Clinton Foundation?
Oh, there's lots of questions.
Compare there, yeah. Apples to apples here. Where they're going after Trump about raising money for the vets 4 months ago that has now been completely distributed to 41 different organizations. Meanwhile, I'm sorry, are there a couple of questions that could be asked about the Clinton Foundation.
But, more than a few.
But yeah. I don't see it. I don't see it. That's why people don't like the press.
Let me point out something. Hillary hasn't done a press conference this year. What is it? We're what? We're now into June?
Yeah.
And she hasn't held one press conference this year in all of 2016.
And, they'll still vote for her, and they'll still cover for her, and they'll still pick her as their candidate of choice. And that's why no one trusts the media.
All right. Speaking of Hillary, here's a story from USA Today, which has some local interest. Who might Hillary pick as her running mate? According to USA Today, they've done the VP power rankings for the Democrats, and they say Virginia's own Tim Kaine tops the list for the best options that Hillary has at her fingertips. Helps a little with Obama insiders, could really help win Virginia, which is a battleground state, and the swingiest of all the swing states, as you like to say, Larry. Also on the list is Sherrod Brown of Ohio, who has scored well because, you know, Ohio also a very critical state. But I thought it interesting. USA Today said Tim Kaine would be the person that makes the most sense. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I suppose. If that's the case, it certainly throws out the idea of shoring up the Bernie Sanders socialist wing, because Tim Kaine is seen as a more moderate type of candidate.
Yeah, next to Cut 20 here, this is former Governor Bill Weld of,
Boston, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, I'm sorry, yes. He's the vice presidential libertarian candidate
now.
You
bet he is.
He sure is. And he was asked about Hillary and whether or not she might be indicted with all of this email stuff swirling around. Bill Weld, not so sure that's going to happen.
All this stuff about Secretary Clinton's use of email accounts and the report that came out and how she might get indicted, I'm not buying. And I used to be head of the criminal division of the Justice Department of the United States.
What does that mean?
States.
You're not buying.
I'm not buying it. You can't indict somebody if there's no evidence of intent, and I don't see any evidence of criminal intent.
So that's interesting.
Yeah, so this is the guy that Republicans, let's just be clear on this, Republicans who don't like Donald Trump are saying, okay, I'm going to vote for Gary Johnson and William Weld as my alternative. And this guy, who's running as the vice president, is saying, oh yeah, Hillary Clinton, she didn't do anything wrong with her emails. By the way, can we also point out, he was appointed as the ambassador to Mexico by Bill Clinton. So there's your great white knight candidate there, guys. Come on.
Well, I thought it was interesting, and you know, is he right? I don't know. He said he served in the Justice Department. There have been others who have made that suggestion. I certainly hope that's not the case, because it seems wrong to me. Let's see. And the Billy Joel thing. Let's talk about that for a minute. You have that story. Billy Joel tweets out that
he's at
a concert. That's right. At a concert, and he plays the Entertainer, right?
He plays his 1974 song Entertainer. He says, I want to dedicate this to Donald Trump. And the crowd, you know, cheers at Madison Square Garden. And nobody knows if he was, you know, was this a joke? Was he seriously? I mean, is he praising Donald Trump? Donald Trump took it for being genuine. He tweeted out, thank you, Billy Joel. Many friends just told me you gave a very kind shout out at Madison Square Garden. Appreciate it. Love your music. Time followed up. Now, I love this more than life itself. Time magazine, which apparently still is a thing, followed up with Billy Joel and said, what did you mean by this dedication of this song? What is that all about? And here is Billy Joel's answer. I'm in the entertainment business. Donald Trump's campaign has been very entertaining. Aside from that, who cares about the political opinions of a piano player?
Thank goodness for that. Yes, Billy Joel.
Thank you very much.
He's standing on.
I wish all the other piano players and guitar players in the music business took a cue from that.
You know,
Springsteen.
We have a lot of admiration for Sean Trendy over at Politico, a guy who does some pretty good analysis from time to time about the political race. He wrote a column that I think is very interesting. He says, yes, Trump can win. He said he was challenged by his fellow reporters to build the scenario where Trump wins. He says it's very possible for Trump to win. He says he's five things he points out here. You ready? Unfavorable cancel each other out. In other words, both candidates have a lot of high unfavorables, but they cancel each other out. So that's a zero-sum game. Number two, candidates actually don't matter. The actual candidates themselves, he believes, and he has a lot of information to back this up, don't really matter, because people vote on issues and things that are impacting their lives ultimately at the end of the day. He says Trump could do a little better than expected with non-white voters, and there are some people that suggest that and some surveys that suggest that. And here's number four. I love this one. Hillary Clinton is a bad candidate running a bad campaign with bad commercials.
There you go. Can I just throw one? You know, I love that we're now looking at state-by-state polls because I think those are very relevant.
Right.
Monmouth poll showing New Jersey right now. Clinton has 38, Trump has 34. Did you ever think that New Jersey would be a battleground state?
No,
in a presidential election?
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
Let's see how that develops. Maybe Trendy's on to something.
Yeah, Trendy's, listen, when Trendy speaks, I listen. I think he's a pretty smart guy.
It's 8:15. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Inbound New York Avenue. The first crash we had this morning inbound at West Virginia, Montana Avenues, that's been cleared. Now we have a second one. They're trying to get out of the travel lanes inbound right near 9th Street. Overall, quite slow coming off of both Baltimore-Washington Parkway and 50. Watch for those hefty delays. A lot of that, too, is to go onto southbound DC 295. Inbound Suitland Parkway delays continue to the inbound Douglas Bridge over South Capitol Street. Delays before Route 5. On Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, inside the Beltway, after Branch Avenue, but before you get to Minnesota Avenue. That's where crews are responding to a crash. It looks like the accident's to the shoulder now, Virginia. Let's go the toll road eastbound right near Hunter Mill Road. You should find lanes open, but it's giving us delays coming off of the Greenway, so extra time for sure needed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got a mix of clouds and sun today with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible, high of 86 degrees. And then tonight, a few passing clouds, otherwise mostly clear, low 66 degrees. And then tomorrow, we'll start the day with partly cloudy skies and then more clouds later in the day. Stray shower or thunderstorm possible tomorrow as well, high of 82 degrees. Right now, it's 76 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Speaking of piano players who have opinions about politics, Elton John is performing a concert in Moscow. Now, you'll remember Elton John was very critical of Russian President Vladimir Putin and said that he wanted to meet with Putin to discuss gay rights and AIDS in Russia and things like that. And at the beginning, the Putin people said, oh, yes, very much. We would like to talk to Elton. It would be very good to have a conversation.
We will transmit this to Vladimir.
We like this. This is a good idea. And then pretty quickly they said, yeah, that ain't going to happen. And the meeting never happened. Well, he's giving his concert. And as he was, by the way, he was performing at a luxury shopping and entertainment center in Moscow. Part of his world tour, yeah. He said he was very disappointed. He says, as some of you may know, I hope to meet with President Putin on this trip. I don't know. Suddenly he's like from Liverpool. Yeah.
Liverpool, I would say.
Although it wasn't possible, I deeply grateful to him for inviting me to discuss some serious issues in Russia, including LGBT, HIV, and AIDS. And I very much hope we will meet sometime in the future. So that was Elton John there. He still wants to meet with Putin. Who knows? Maybe
I feel like I actually heard him say
that. Yeah, I know. It was uncanny, was it not?
It was.
All right. Meanwhile, in other entertainment news, Katie Couric. Yeah, that's right. She's not part of the journalism anymore. She's an entertainer. Yeah. You want to know why people are annoyed at the media, especially presidential political journalists?
Yeah, I want to know why.
Katie Couric is Exhibit A.
I think you're right.
She was the one who attacked Sarah Palin 8 years ago and many people believe turned the tide of the 2008 campaign. But, you know, she was just being a journalist asking tough questions. You know, she asked Joe Biden tough questions. Oh, no, she didn't. Well, of course, now we know the true colors of Katie Couric. Let's not forget, this is the clip from her documentary on guns, you know, which was going to be completely impartial and unbiased, her documentary about guns.
Right.
Here, listen to this.
Let me ask you another question. If there are no background checks for gun purchasers, how do you prevent felons or terrorists from purchasing a gun?
And, of course, this silence that you're hearing right now never actually happened. They just added that silence in to make it look like these people didn't know how to answer. Mm. These gun advocates didn't know how to answer. Well, we've been talking about this for a week now, and it's taken a week for Katie Couric to finally own up to this. She has now formally, finally, and legitimately apologized for this. She said, as executive producer of Under the Gun, a documentary film that explores the epidemic of gun violence, I take responsibility for a decision that misrepresented an exchange I had with members of the Virginia Citizens Defense League. Of course, we had
how about
the leader of the
Virginia Citizens Defense League on our program yesterday morning. Mm-hmm. And so there's your follow-up on that. But no, we're still not buying it, Katie Couric. Nothing going to happen there. Meanwhile, also in entertainment news...
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Do we need a new Mary Poppins movie after, what, 55 years? A sequel is now in the works. British actress Emily Blunt, formerly of Into the Woods, she can sing. I saw her in that musical. She can sing. She will be playing the iconic role made famous by Julie Andrews, and also in a brand new role that has been created. And this is why people are getting annoyed at this movie already. That they're making new plot lines, they're making new characters, they're not actually adapting the books. I mean, did anybody see the movie with Tom Hanks from 2 years ago for crying out loud, Saving Mr. Banks? They're doing all the same mistakes again. Lin-Manuel Miranda, the creator of and star of Hamilton, apparently the greatest piece of theater ever designed in the history of mankind.
I keep hearing this, yes,
He will be playing a role because, you know, nothing says turn-of-the-century England like a Puerto Rican street sweeper.
Yeah.
I don't know how he ends up getting airlifted from San Juan, Puerto Rico into the streets of London, but he's going to be playing a street sweeper, and Emily Blunt will play Mary Poppins, and
I thought he was a chimney sweep. No, that's Bert.
That's a totally different character.
Oh, okay,
This takes place many years later, where one of the Banks' children, the son, it's about grown-up Jane Banks and grown-up Michael Banks, and Michael's three children, they suffer a personal loss during the Depression, and Mary Poppins comes to save them. So there you go. Get ready for that, the brand new Mary Poppins movie.
It's hard to beat the original, though.
Are you on board for this?
No, I'm not. I still love the original.
Okay, well, you can love both, you know.
No.
It's 8:22. You haven't seen it. You don't know anything about it other than what I just told you.
No.
But it's just not going
to happen.
Some
things should not be messed with.
Okay. 8:20. This is a man who has not tasted an egg since he was 7 years old.
That's right, and I still don't like
him. You don't like him. It's 8:22 on WMAL.
Cumulus Media would like to publicize our job opportunities to any organization that frequently distributes employment information to job seekers or refers candidates to employers. To receive information regarding job vacancies at Cumulus Media, simply ask to be put on our mailing list. Send your request to Cumulus Media, care of Human Resources Department, 4400 Jennifer Street, Northwest Washington, D.C., 20015-2113. Be sure to include your company name, a contact person, address, phone number, and email address. Cumulus Media is an equal opportunity employer.
You know, some say spring is the best time to sell your home, but I say, you know what? The best time to sell your home is any season, as long as you're working with my friend Frank Prendle and the associates of RE/MAX Allegiance. Consider the story of Jermaine, who listed her Capitol Hill condo with a prominent D.C. agent. Sadly, there was little traffic and only one ridiculously low offer. When she finally hired Frank Prendle, he delivered a full list offer within 14 days. Now, I have said it before, and I'll say it again. All agents are not the same. Frank Prendle is committed to protecting your investment, getting you top dollar, and there's no risk to working with Frank. You agree upon a price and a deadline. If the deadline passes, Frank will buy your home guaranteed. It's no accident that the nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Cochran only recommends Frank Prendle in Metro D.C., out of the thousands of agents that work here. So call Frank Prendle today at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. For more information, visit WMAL.com and type in keyword today's. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
Chris Plant here. You're invited to the best part.
party in Washington, D.C. all year. No, it's not one of those boring D.C. dinners. It's the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the Hilarious Dishonors Awards. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, will gather for a night of mingling, eating, and my favorite part, making fun of the liberal media. To learn more, go to mrc.org/gala. Enter the promo code Chris and get $100 off the ticket price. That's mrc.org/gala, promo code Chris.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Perfect Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270, trying to get on to 270. That's still been a little bit of a struggle as you come out of the Frederick area off of 15. Looks like we had an incident as you approach 70. That was the distraction. Then we'll have some delays through Urbana, Hyattstown, and really most of the way out of Clarksburg. Have a lot of the stop and go heading down toward the Beltway. Very little break. Topside as you leave from the IKEA outer loop around to George Avenue. Had an accident along the way. It's been cleared. White Oak, still remnants of the earlier crash, have been southbound 29. Columbia Pike as you come up to the exit for New Hampshire Avenue. Let's get you into town. Inbound on the Suitland Parkway. We're still trying to find the culprit for the big delays coming over the Douglas Bridge onto South Capitol Street. Had a report of an incident so far. It wasn't found at the end of the Douglas Bridge, but Suitland Parkway quite slow. 95, 395. Once you come through Dale City, Woodbridge, 395 delays out of Newington to Landmark, and again Pentagon over the 14th Street Bridge. And on the toll road, the crash eastbound toll road after Hunter Mill Road, that was over to the shoulder. Update is brought to you by George MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options, and Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. Learn more at MedStarGeorgetown.org/hope. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a looking Wednesday. Thursday doesn't look too bad either. A couple of days here where we'll run an isolated shower or thunder shower through town. Tough to say when and where, but most likely in the afternoon. Today's high up to 86. Tomorrow, 82 degrees. Overnight lows will be down into the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
75 degrees right now. It's 8:27 on WMAL. If you like enjoying the fine dining that we are able to enjoy here in Washington, D.C., then you're going to be very excited about this next story. We are very lucky, Brian. We have some great restaurants
we
in
do.
This town. And, you know, worldwide, on an international basis, Michelin stars, if you are from France, are sort of the coveted. And this is not Michelin tires or anything. This is a totally different Michelin guide. It's a French company, and they award these stars for restaurants that are just the creme de la creme. Earning a Michelin star is like what all top chefs are trying to achieve worldwide, and it's very rare to get one star, two star, or three stars. They're so discerning that only certain cities are even eligible to be judged.
They don't go to any city.
No, they don't. And Washington, D.C. has just learned, this is just very cool. I'm very, very excited. Mm-hmm. Washington, D.C. will be the fourth U.S. city to be judged for Michelin star ratings. As of now, I believe it's only been New York, L.A., and Chicago, I believe.
Francisco.
Oh, is it San Francisco? So not even
York,
Chicago.
New York, Chicago, San Francisco.
Oh, so not Los Angeles? There's no Michelin starred restaurants in Los Angeles?
Okay, I'm telling you what I'm reading.
Thank you for laying that out to me, because I was trying to do it off memory. Well, anyway, D.C. is now going to be. And as the fourth city to be rated by the Michelin group, these judges, they're anonymous. Nobody knows who they are. They have been eating at some of your favorite restaurants here in D.C. for the last 6 months. And the guide will be coming out. And
where can I get that job?
To be the tell me about it. I would love to be that guy, too.
Yeah.
Basically what this means is that some of your great restaurants that you enjoy eating at, prices are going to go way sky high as soon as they get that star. But good luck to all the chefs in town. This is going to be very cool when it finally comes out.
Yeah.
8:29 on WMAL.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com. That's froyofranchising.com. Check it out now, froyofranchising.com.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Coming up, did Donald Trump beat the press yesterday? Well, ask one of the reporters, David Martosko from the Daily Mail. He was there right after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Long Fence. The owner of the Washington Post is among those recoiling from Donald Trump's caustic remarks yesterday about the news media. Jeff Bezos says Trump is trying to chill the media.
We live in a world where half the population on this planet, if you criticize your leader, there's a good chance you'll go to jail or worse. And we live in this amazing democracy with amazing freedom of speech. And a presidential candidate should embrace that.
Meanwhile, a new CNN poll of polls out this morning shows Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in a virtual dead heat in the race for president. Democrat Bernie Sanders remains optimistic that he can win the presidential nomination. But he's also made it clear that he thinks Hillary Clinton needs to reach out to his supporters if she's the nominee. Clinton says that's her plan.
I will certainly do everything I can to unify the Democratic Party. Our campaigns have been reaching out to one another. We will continue to do that.
Clinton and Sanders are preparing for primaries next week in California and New Jersey. Cincinnati police are reportedly investigating the parents of the toddler who's at the center of what's become a hot and emotional debate over the death of a gorilla at the Cincinnati Zoo.
The prosecutor also not ruling out criminal charges. The investigation will be focused on those minutes leading up to when that three-year-old boy dropped into the gorilla enclosure and was violently yanked and tossed about by that gorilla, Harambe. Then just the past few minutes, the family has issued a statement. In it, they're saying that their child was just checked out by the doctor recently. He's still doing okay. Remember, he was released from the hospital on Saturday night.
Correspondent Jessica Schneider. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,787, the NASDAQ at 49,48. Sports, the Nationals extend their winning streak to 3 with a victory in Philadelphia. The O's lose to Boston. WNBA, the Mystics take on Chicago tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Long Fence is sporting spring savings with an exceptional 25% off savings. Play with a team that's been serving the local community for over 70 years, and your landscape will win over the neighborhood with our superior quality fence, deck, and hardscaping products. Our experienced designers will rally to develop a solution that will meet and exceed your expectations. For your free estimate and 25% off savings, go to longfence.com. That's longfence.com.
We all know things are only as good as the foundation they're built on. The same is true of your home. If you've noticed doors or windows sticking, or a crack has appeared in the foundation or on walls or ceilings in your home, those could be warning signs of foundation problems. And if they're not taken care of early, they can lead to structural damage, a devalued home, even an unsafe home. If you have any concerns about your foundation, call B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair. We'll come over and check it out. For nearly 60 years, we've been the foundation repair experts. Whether you have bowing walls, sloping floors, or a leaning chimney, we can help. We also back our work with one of the industry's best warranties. That's how confident we are in our work, and that's how confident we want you to be in your home. Are you concerned about your foundation? Would you like us to check it out and give you some peace of mind? Then call B-Dry today at 1-800-215-6910. That's 1-800-215-6910. 1-800-215-6910.
Are you wondering how to create balance in your portfolio? When thinking about retirement, did you know that multiple streams of income can help you achieve your goals? Learn about the tools and strategies that are available to you each and every Sunday morning at 10 on Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spath. And during the week, log on to our website, testyourinvestment.com. That's testyourinvestment.com. And make sure to join us every Sunday at 10 right here on WMAL.
Are you about to spend 8 hours huddled over your desk? Yikes. But working at a desk all day doesn't mean you have to be uncomfortable. Take a step into the future with Varidesk, the height-adjustable desktop solution that lets you switch between sitting and standing in 3 seconds. It comes fully assembled, sits right on top of your current desk, and gives you all the benefits of a standing desk without a price you have to sit down for. Visit Varidesk.com. That's V-A-R-I-Desk.com to find the model that's right for you.
Ryan Zimmerman. Drives in runs, driving the Phils crazy.
2 runs will score.
Catch everything. Nationals, Phillies. The series concludes tonight at 6:30 on Masson 2. Nationals pitchers.
Strikes out 20.
The best in the NL East.
Got him looking.
Connect. Nationals wins. The series starts Friday night at 6:30 on Masson 2.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Suitland Parkway inbound. Been talking about these delays and just growing. Now DDOT finally says yes, it's a broken down car inbound over the Douglas Bridge before and as you approach inbound South Capitol Street. That's the reason we are just pretty much at a standstill now before you even get to Route 5 Branch Avenue, passing 295 and over the inbound Douglas Bridge. Better option, even though we had a minor crash on Pennsylvania Avenue, it's now cleared. Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue between Branch Avenue and Minnesota Avenue. You should find lanes open, bit sluggish, but that will work. And I am seeing a lot of commuters starting to bail out of the Suitland Parkway taking Branch Avenue there. Inbound on the 3rd Street Tunnel, very slow to get to New York Avenue. Have a report of a crash just happened in the tunnel. Delays coming off of each direction of the freeway and out of Virginia from near Shirlington. We had the morning rush hour volume. Been a slow go everywhere this morning. That sunshine, 66. The toll road, we had a crash eastbound near Hunter Mill Road. 2 separate accidents, Virginia Beltway near the toll road, giving us delays back near Springfield. 270, heavy volume through Urbana, Gaithersburg down to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a looking Wednesday. Thursday doesn't look too bad either. A couple of days here, we'll run an isolated shower or thunder shower through town. Tough to say when and where, but most likely in the afternoon. Today's high up to 86. Tomorrow, 82 degrees. Overnight lows will be down into the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Springfield, 73 in Germantown, 75 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
The press is being very dishonest, so I don't like that. I don't like dishonesty.
Yeah, I think you've set a new bar today for being contentious with the press corps, kind of calling us losers to our faces and all that.
No, not all of you, just many of you.
All right, fine. Enough of us. Is this what,
not you, David.
Is it? Is this what it's going to be like covering you if you're president?
Yeah, it is. Let me tell you something. I'm a person. Okay, yeah, it is going to be like this, David.
That's David Martusko, a U.S. political reporter for the Daily Mail, asking questions during a very feisty press conference yesterday in which Donald took on the press, and the press tried to give Donald a little back, and it turned into a really, really feisty situation. And David Martusko joins us on the line right now to talk about that. So, David, sort of set the scene. It seemed like it was that the press corps, as they used to say, there's an old saying about being blood in the water and the sharks were circling. Was it that kind of mood yesterday?
Well, it was more like, you know, the beatings will continue until morale improves. this was Donald Trump calling a press conference specifically so he could give his political press corps a collective paddling. Look, he could have just, for all the news he had to offer, which was basically, here's the list of all the charities that I, you know, raise money for, the veterans charities, he could have done that in a press release. He could have sent out a tweet with a link to it. But instead, he chose to have this massive press conference in Trump Tower and pull 150 of us up to New York City for this. And it was, you know, he wanted to throw it in everybody's faces. There was this collective, frenzy to try to disprove the idea that he had actually raised the money he said he'd raise, led mostly by the Washington Post, but by a lot of other outlets. And he basically wanted to say, look, get your pen and get your pad. Here's the list, you know, nanny, nanny, boo-boo, and let me read it to you. And so basically I just asked the question that I think was on everybody's minds at that point, which was, can we look forward to 4 years of these daily beatings if you win? And he seemed to be completely unapologetic.
Well, I mean, you know, the press corps, we, you know, thinks it's all that in a bag of chips, and I speak as a member of a former member of the press corps, and they don't, they're not very popular with the public. How could he go wrong with this strategy on a political standpoint?
Well, I think that's exactly right, and frankly, most, if you watch this thing on TV, if you watch it unfold, you know, the chyron, what we call a chyron, the words at the bottom of the
graphics screen, at the bottom
third,
of the screen, right?
Those, you know, basically showed what Trump wanted them to show. Hey, Trump outlines $5.6 million given to veterans charities. So he got all the press he wanted to, and he got everyone to sit there and listen while he listed 41 charities and these five- and six-figure checks.
Yeah.
So he clearly won the day. And right. Left all of us kind of scratching our heads saying, how do we deal with this guy when he gets more and more powerful and more, you know, more and more chutzpah?
David, can I just, I just want to be clear on this. We were, this was a press conference because there was a whole bunch of scrutiny about Donald Trump, who raised close to $6 million 4 months ago for veterans groups. And here, 4 months later, he's listing out who he's giving the money to. But there was a lot of questions as to whether he really raised money and whether he was really going to give it out. Lots of questions about the Donald Trump Foundation. So can you tell me, because you follow this stuff closer than I do, how did Hillary Clinton behave at her press conference when she was explaining all of the corrupt questions about the Clinton Foundation and the incredible conflict of interest stories about her role with the foundation, her cronies' roles with the foundation, and her job as Secretary of State? I don't remember how she behaved at that press conference.
It's very simple. She hasn't held that press conference. She has held, I think, one press conference in the last 6 months. I don't think she's likely to hold a press conference anytime soon. And in fact, this was kind of what I was mulling on the plane on the way out to California last night. You know, say what you will about Donald Trump, but he showed up and took difficult questions from reporters he dislikes. And if Hillary Clinton had the you-know-whats to do that, I think she'd be doing a lot better nationally.
And yet the media will generally, and these reporters who were treated so shabbily and ignored by Hillary Clinton, will still defend her. And they'll still spend their time going after Trump.
To be fair, it's a different group of reporters. And having spent time in both bubbles, both the Hillary and the Trump bubbles, I will tell you that it's a completely different mindset. Totally different group of people. The reporters who are following around Hillary, a lot of them are Hillary fans. They're just in awe of her. They're very patient with her. They're waiting for their moment to ask the question that they want to ask. You know, with the Trump people, it's a feeding frenzy.
Yeah.
And a lot of the people, I think, that editors assign to the Trump beat are the most aggressive ones, the ones who they hope will dig up the one piece of dirt that will, you know, kill the Trump monster.
That's right.
But the bigger editors of the bigger news outlets, I don't think are sending those kinds of aggressive reporters, by and large. There are some, but by and large, they're not sending the most aggressive reporters to cover Hillary. They just
aren't. That's a pretty damning indictment.
She doesn't have anything to respond to.
That's a pretty damning indictment, though, of the press corps and the way they're handling this campaign. It feeds exactly what you're telling us, feeds exactly into what a lot of people suspect, that the media, by and large, are in the tank for Hillary, and that they're out to get Donald Trump.
How much they're in the tank for Hillary. Yeah. You have no idea. This is, look, it's you remember 7 or 8 years ago when Barack Obama did his first White House Correspondents Association dinner, and he said, you know, thanks so much for that applause. I know 98% of you voted for me. He wasn't joking. and I don't have any reason to believe it would be different around this time around with Hillary Clinton. There are maybe 35, 40 people usually flying around on the Trump press charter. I bet maybe two of them voted for him at a primary.
Yeah. All right, we got to leave it there, but thanks for joining us. Thanks for asking the most important question yesterday. Is this what we should expect when you're president? Because it was the best. Yeah, you betcha. You betcha this is what it'll be like. Oh, I hope so. It's 844 on W. Oh, no, it isn't. Look, I'm getting ahead of myself. It's 843.
Hello.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Thank you for a great show.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
The carpets in your home look awful, lousy, terrible. You got to do something about them. I mean, even from this Memorial Day weekend, look at all the stuff, the junk, the crud that was tracked in by your kids, your guests, the dog. Maybe even you had some spills, right? Fix it. But no, don't buy new carpets. You're going to spend that kind of money and have that kind of hassle. No, call Zero Res. Zero Res Clean My Carpets, they left them looking brand new, feeling soft, smelling fresh again, and they'll do the same for you. They can attack the dirt, the mud, the traffic marks, the smell of bad odors, and all for $39 a room. Wow! Zero Res is the best. And by the way, for all you pet owners or allergy sufferers, imagine how much dander is sitting right now and pollen is sitting right now in your carpet. Vacuum doesn't get rid of it. No, no, no. It's sitting there in the pads, under the pads. Only Zero Res, not those chemical dry companies. No, only Zero Res comes out with their empowered water system and really cleans those carpets, and boy, do they look great. And right now, it's the best deal ever offered. As for the Larry O'Connor WMAL special, for a limited time, they're going to treat your rooms, clean them perfectly for $39 a room. $39 a room. Minimum supply. Call Zero Res, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221, online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's spelled the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
The Novak team hits the home field to score big with energy savings. Carol and Bob set up for a hit with power bill savings. Bob readies a power strip to turn off items when not in use. Carol signals Bob to use an LED light bulb. Bob gives the nod. The energy-efficient LED is put into play. Oh, wait, there's a runner on the move, turning the power strip off. The Novak team has hit energy savings out of the park. Novak, your not-for-profit electric cooperative, providing winning ways to save.
8:45, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry, the rush hour is still pretty intense here around the region. Let's come in from the west on 66 in Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks, still below speed, pushing toward the Beltway. The crash, however, westbound as you head through Nutley Street toward 123, that has been cleared over to the shoulder. In through Chantilly, 28 slowing up toward 50, and on 50 also slows toward 28. And in that vicinity, we had some problems with some signal lights. Fairfax Police, Loudoun County Police, they were trying to get to those intersections to direct. On the Beltway, Interloop near the toll road had the crash, delays leaving Springfield. Maryland still in delays to the Wilson Bridge back near Route 5. Trying to make the recovery in White Oak from the earlier accident southbound 29 near New Hampshire Avenue. And listen up, I am still talking about the Suitland Parkway tie-ups. It is jammed. In fact, I've been saying before Route 5, it's even growing back near Silver Hill Road to the broken down car on the inbound Douglas Bridge. That's the culprit for the Suitland Parkway delays. Route 4, a better option. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much in the rain bucket today. It will stay warm. Clouds this morning and warm. It'll mix with some clear sky. A cloud sun mix this afternoon. A passing shower. Possibly a thunderstorm and a high near 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 77 degrees in the nation's capital. 847 on WMAL.
Dylan says this outfit is part of her Navajo heritage.
It's a part of our culture and a part of who we are as a people. So it's very important to me.
She was surprised by the pushback from her school.
We do sometimes make exceptions based on religious or other reasons.
That's the story of Dylan McCabe out of La Plata, Maryland, Charles County Public Schools. They reversed a decision that they weren't going to allow little Dylan to wear, little Dylan, she's a high school graduate, sorry.
Yeah.
Wouldn't allow her to wear leggings and moccasins that are a tradition for her Native American garb. Mm. They've reversed that.
I think that's a good idea. I think it's fine.
The moccasins are part of her religion.
I think it's part of her culture.
Right.
And if she wants to do that, what's the big deal? I mean,
well,
really?
Here's the big deal. I have no problem with her. I have no problem with the school district. My problem is with the journalists here involved, because I've been searching on this story and no
right.
one asked the obvious question.
Which is?
Are you a Redskins fan? And it's nowhere to be found, and it's a bit of an outrage.
Yeah, so you're upset about that then.
But
no, I think this is a good thing. And, you know, it is a reasonable decision from a school board, unlike the unreasonable decision we recently saw from the Montgomery County School Board when they said that they undermined a principal over at Bethesda Chevy Chase who had tried to discipline six kids who showed up at prom drunk and said they weren't going to walk at commencement. I think that was unreasonable. This seems reasonable.
All right, there you go. Now you know what Brian Wilson thinks about this.
I just really wanted to talk about that Bethesda thing again. That's really got me sort of cheesed.
I just want to know if she's a Redskins fan. After all, she's an Indian. It's 8:49 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Late night snacking doesn't do any of us any good. But there's one group of people who should really listen up.
I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. A new study out of the UC San Diego found that fasting less than 13 hours between dinner and breakfast was associated with an increased risk of breast cancer recurrence in some women with an early stage of the disease. I should point out the study did not find a link between a shorter fasting period and increased risk of death, just rather breast cancer recurrence. Now, one reason we feel positive about this as a potential dietary behavior is how simple it is. That's what the study's lead author told us. It's easier than saying reduce your calorie intake by 500 a day. That requires changes in how you shop and where you eat out. Now, there could be several reasons as well for the study's results. Eating late at night, for example, can result in worse sleep quality, and that could affect the way sugar is regulated by your body. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
I just signed up for low balance alerts from Wells Fargo.
We'll send you a text when your account balance drops below a certain amount.
It's like getting notified when you're almost at your data plan limit because you've been watching too many cat videos.
And it's a balance limit you set, so you know when it's time to put more money into the account.
And you either add more data or only watch cat videos on Wi-Fi because you have to watch cat videos.
Wells Fargo wants you to know everything about your checking account because knowing where you stand feels good. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Cat videos. Spring is in the air, summer's around the corner, and the rent estate season is in full bloom. Did you know that you can cash in on your home by renting it? That's right. You can make money by renting your home. In fact, a lot of people do this. You keep the equity in your home, keep building equity in your home. You get the tax advantages, and you're making money that someone else is paying your mortgage. Here's the only problem with this whole setup that I can see, and that is having to be a landlord. Who wants to deal with that? Who wants to deal with the paperwork? Who wants to deal with the stress and hassle of finding the right tenant? Who wants to deal with the phone calls in the middle of the night? That's where my buddies over at Renter's Warehouse come in. They are the DC experts in leasing and property management. They're going to help you identify the perfect renter in just 17 days on average, so it happens lickety-split. Then they're going to manage your property 24/7 for just $80 a month. Listen, why don't you just don't make a decision, snap decision right now. Don't say, no, that's not okay for me, or yes, that, you know. Either way, why don't you just get the information, find out all the information, and then decide. And what's the most important bit of information? How much you can make renting your home. Get a free rent price analysis right now. Call Renter's Warehouse. They'll tell you how much you can make off your home. 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
This year, we're going all in with team shirts.
Whether it's a bachelorette party, fundraiser, or high school reunion, custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are always able to make any occasion memorable.
Custom Ink really helped my business look professional. When my crew wears the shirts, our clients know we're for real. Thanks, Custom Ink.
Custom Ink has created over 60 million shirts for families, sports teams, church groups, businesses, and more. And you don't need to be a designer to make great-looking t-shirts. It's simple and fun to create your own shirts with Custom Ink's online design lab. Choose from a variety of styles, colors, fonts, and artwork to make a one-of-a-kind design. You can even upload your own logo. And no matter how many shirts you order, we always guarantee on-time delivery and free shipping. Our team is with you every step of the way to make your design a success.
See why 99% of our customers say they would order with us again. Visit CustomInc.com today to get started.
Each franchise, independently owned and operated, offer good on selected product at participating franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
You're going to love this house. It just came on the market. It's gorgeous inside. Here we are.
Oh my gosh, look at this room. The window coverings are stunning. It's straight out of a magazine.
Isn't it incredible? The best part? They didn't even hire a decorator. Budget Blinds did it all.
Budget Blinds?
Yep, Budget Blinds. They'll give you a free in-home consultation, do all the measuring and installation, and give you the best warranty in the industry.
I'll take it.
The house?
No, the number for Budget Blinds.
Right now, it's the biggest sale of the year at Budget Blinds. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation and receive incredible savings, promotions, and upgrades, including free invisible tilt on shutters. There's never been a better time to get the decor of your dreams. But hurry, the biggest sale of the year ends soon. Call your locally owned Budget Blinds, 1-800-260-6121. That's 1-800-260-6121. 1-800-260-6121.
Ah, spring. A time when all of nature's creatures come to life.
But wait, what's that? A pothole? And another?
Don't wave the white flag just yet. For a suspension that rides as good as new, get tried and true shocks and struts from Monroe at your neighborhood Advance Auto Parts. And get them even faster when you order online and pick them up in store.
Advance Auto Parts.
Let's get you back to the garage.
Also available at participating CarQuest Auto Parts. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Meet Mike Lester of Talon Wealth Management.
I get the opportunity to sit down with individuals every single week, talk about their concerns, people who aren't quite retired yet, making sure that their portfolios are on track to get them where they want to be, people who are currently retired, having conversations with them about all of their options. I love my job. It's always a pleasure to do this radio program and get the opportunity to talk to people every single week.
Check out Guarding Your Nest Egg with Mike Lester Sunday afternoon at 2 here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. And visit guardingyournestegg.com.
8:55 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66, still going to be an issue with the delays heading through Manassas, Centerville, almost the whole way up through to the Capitol Beltway. Sunglare, definitely a culprit there. In on 50, very slow, heading into Chantilly toward 28 in that vicinity. Had a report of an incident, and also on at Walney Road, 657, as you come up to 50, problems with some of the signal lights there, so watch for police direction. In on the toll road, the crash eastbound Hunter Mill Road, that's been cleared. Still big delays, Virginia Beltway on the inner loop. And the other major problem getting in through town, the Suitland Parkway jam to go in over the Douglas Bridge with the broken down still in the right lane. They're waiting on a tow truck. Update brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. It's one of U.S. News and World Report's best hospitals in the nation and our region's center of medical expertise. To make an appointment with a specialist, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a looking Wednesday. Clouds in, warm temperatures, though. 86 degrees is about half a dozen above normal. A stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 77 degrees at 8:56.
There's a huge difference between a hospital that treats kids and a children's hospital, like Inova Children's Hospital. It takes pediatric specialists with specific training working together. From our kids-only ER to caring for the tiniest, sickest babies in our Level 4 NICU, a bed in every room for mom or dad, to our Ronald McDonald House right on our Fairfax campus. Inova Children's Hospital, Northern Virginia's Children's Hospital.
Hi, I'm Carl Deichler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I'm here to tell you about an amazing new way you can start losing weight for free right now. You've probably seen our workout DVDs on TV like P90X, Insanity, and 21 Day Fix. We just launched a beta trial of our new digital video platform, Beachbody On Demand. So while we're testing out this new digital video service, I'm inviting you to use it for free for 30 days. That means you can lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, even 30 pounds without paying a dime. Text the word trial to 303030, and you can do 30 days of P90X, Insanity, or any of over 400 workouts for free. And here's the catch. In return, all I ask is you let us know what you think of the service so we can make Beachbody On Demand the best fitness and weight loss site ever created. Just text trial to 303030 and get started for free right now. Again, text trial to 303030.
Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day free trial. Cancel anytime.
You called 1-800-GOT-JUNK?
Yes, I did. Please come in, all of you.
Yes, sir.
I have a close friend who told me the secret of his happiness the other day.
What did he tell you, sir?
He said to own fewer things, but better things.
He sounds like a wise friend.
All you have to do is point.
This feels good. Fewer things, but better things.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
This year, we're going all in with team shirts.
Whether it's a bachelorette party, fundraiser, or high school reunion, custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are always able to make any occasion memorable.
Custom Ink really helped my business look professional. When my crew wears the shirts, our clients know we're for real. Thanks, Custom Ink.
Custom Ink has created over 60 million shirts for families, sports teams, church groups, businesses, and more. And you don't need to be a designer to make great-looking t-shirts. It's simple and fun to create your own shirts with Custom Ink's online design lab. Choose from a variety of styles, colors, fonts, and artwork to make a one-of-a-kind design. You can even upload your own logo. And no matter how many shirts you order, we always guarantee on-time delivery and free shipping. Our team is with you every step of the way to make your design a success.
See why 99% of our customers say they would order with us again. Visit CustomInc.com today to get started.
Well, coming up tomorrow, Thursday, Nomiki Konst, she's a Bernie supporter, and Jake Tapper from CNN will join us.
We'll be back in 8 hours for your commute home on Washington's Drive at 5. I don't think we're going to talk about the gorilla this afternoon.
No. Oh, good.
But I'm sure Chris Plant will. Hey, Chris.
Megilla? Gorilla? For sale? Did you see the Tolls cartoon in the Post today? Trump is the gorilla. Yesterday he was Hitler, but honestly, in the same Tolls cartoon, but honestly, it's fair and balanced, and it's just objective, just award-winning journalism.
Didn't the gorilla get shot?
Did the gorilla?